Thank you so much for joining us for Rochester Speaks. We are with Amanda Ashley Rodriguez, the program director of Girls Rock Rochester. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
We have talked to you, I'm pretty sure in the past, when we were with Tony for Sharing the Warmth segment.
Yeah.
So it's awesome to meet you. And Ashley, I mean Amanda Ashley, either one, Amanda Ashley, in person.
Yeah, likewise. It's pretty cool. I listen to you guys all the time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you're my morning starters.
Oh, fun. So tell us, because this is going to be fun. Tell us about Girls Rock. What is Girls Rock?
So Girls Rock is a 501c non-for-profit. We are in our 11th year in Rochester, but it is a worldwide organization, which most people don't know about. But really, the whole program's mission is to create a space for girls and LGBTQ plus youth to find a place where they could personally grow and channel themselves positively using music as a vehicle to do that. So we started off as a 1 week camp, summer camp, and now we've expanded in our 11 years to 3 week summer camps. We have Girls Rock, and then we have some extension programs, which are Pride Rock Camp and Jumpstart Camp for the younger children that are 5 to 7 age range.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful program. I've been a part of it for 9 years as a volunteer, and this is my 10th year. And this program director is a new title. I was just a volunteer for many years. But yeah, Casey Smith is the founder. She's the one that brought it to Rochester and that started this amazing program. And it's continued to inspire me and to inspire me to musically, but inspire me to do more for our community.
Which is super, super cool that you are involved in this. When we first heard about it, I was like, this is such a cool thing. Is that how you started volunteering? Because you were like, this is cool. Because you do your music.
Sure. I mean, music's been my passion my whole life. If there was anything I was ever sure about, from when I was a young girl to now, it was to be a musician in some form, and to really be in a position now where I know what music has done for me and what a vehicle it's been for my life and for my personal growth, to share, to be in a position to share my experiences and to help shape other young women and to empower them and to give them confidence at such a young age. It's just, you know, it's that beautiful circle of life,
right?
That happens, you know.
That's so cool. And so the mission of Girls Rock is to provide a safe and accessible environment for personal and creative exploration. I love that mission.
I do too, you know. And it's, I mean, what better thing for a child that's interested in music,
right?
You know. And I had mentioned this in a previous interview, but in school, children are offered music as an option, you know, but they are given orchestrated instruments. And there's a lot of kids that might not, you know, not to knock any of those instruments that are given as an option. I played violin for many years. I still do. And that was my school instrument. But there's a lot of kids that want to learn piano, that want to learn guitar, that want to bang on some drums.
And
to be able to give them a place where they could look forward to every year. And now on top of that, we have year-round programming. So to offer opportunities where these kids can explore these other instruments that might be more for them, you know, and then to teach them on top of that how to learn how to channel themselves, channel their emotions and their feelings and do their personal exploration through writing music, you know, and using that as a safe place for them to always turn to during those difficult times. Like, I mean, think about when you were a teen, right?
Oh,
every angsty teen in life, you know,
yes.
That, you know, they go through what they go through and they're just trying to figure themselves out, you know.
Yeah.
And for me, what always helped me figure myself out in the end was music.
Right.
So to teach these kids at a young age that, hey, you always have a friend in music, you
mm-hmm.
know, so whether or not things are working out with your other groups of friends or you're questioning who you are or who you want to be, you know, here's a place where you could channel that.
I love that. That's a great way to put it. Oh, that's awesome. Amanda Ashley is with us today. We're talking about Girls Rock, and there are summer camps coming up. You mentioned it. The first one is the Jumpstart Camp for the younger kids, right? Ages 5 to 7.
Yes. Yep. So that will take place. We have an event space at the Village Gate on the second floor. And that's also where we run a lot of our monthly workshops and events currently. And that's what we have, half day programs for the real young
right.
ones. So
mm-hmm.
from like nine to 12, and then 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then also 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And that's for the little kids. And we do more general like music. Like we teach them a little guitar, a little piano, rhythm. We get instruments in their hands and we teach them how to use them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then Girls Rock and Pride Rock are more aligned with what we actually do. So that's a little bit more focused on playing in a band.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's very cool. Like, so the kids, some of these kids, we have a mixture of kids that have never played an instrument in their life that, you know, are just interested in for the week, you know, they want to learn how to play drums. So we have 10 slots for drums, and we fill it based on their first, second, and third choice of instrument. And those instruments could be piano, guitar, drums, bass, or voice. And whatever instrument they're assigned that week, that's their instrument in their band. So day one, they get put into a band. And throughout the week, they come up with a band name, a band logo. We teach them a little bit of music business. They screen print their own logos on their shirts. They
That's
make their
so
own buttons.
Cool.
And
oh,
then,
wow.
So, yeah, they learn how to play in a band, perform in a band, and then they all write a song together.
This sounds like so much fun. And where was this when I was younger?
I know, right? Me too. That's what I think about it. And that's like kind of the beautiful thing, you know, like to be able to give that to kids like this. You know, you have children, so have your son.
Yep.
You want to give your kids everything that you didn't have, or those opportunities, you know, and give them that gateway for them to fly. You know, to set them free.
Absolutely.
And that's like really what our program is, you know.
Oh, that's so awesome. And you wouldn't have this amazing program if you didn't have wonderful people willing to help out, volunteer, donate, or attend your events, because you have a big, huge event. Is this your main fundraising event coming up?
No. So because of COVID, we were unable to really celebrate our 10th year. So this is our 11th year, and we're having our celebration now.
And it's in person, right?
And it's in person.
Yes.
It'll be at Olmsted Lodge. It's on Friday, June 3rd, and it's a big spring gala. So we have a humongous silent auction. It's $35 per ticket, and that all goes towards these children's financial aid. One of the biggest things about Girls Rock is we offer financial aid to most of our campers. So, you know, these children get an opportunity to come to camp and not be intimidated by any camp prices. And they also have the opportunity to learn an instrument and to grow and to learn all these beautiful tools that we give them in life.
That's awesome.
You know, but the tickets are $35, and you can find them. And so that $35 gets you food and drinks. We have Mortalis Brewing coming to support us, Ugly Duck Coffee. It's going to be catered by Green Zebra. And then we have live music from one of our camp bands, Agitated Earth. They're a punk rock band.
Oh, that's great.
And we also have a harpist, John Gasper, who's going to be performing during the auction part of it. But we have some really amazing people in our community that have donated these beautiful prizes. And all the money we raise that day goes towards camper tuition.
Oh, I love that. And it kicks off the camp season, right?
It does.
It's right before camp season starts kicking off.
Yeah, camp season begins in July. Girls Rock is the last week of July, and Pride Rock follows the first week of August. And then for the young ones, it's July, I forget the date. What is it? July 11th through the 15th. That's Jumpstart Camp. But yeah, our camp applications are still open and available. We're also still accepting volunteers. If anybody would like to be a part of our incredibly inspiring staff, I mean, I can't say enough about the mentorship that we provide. Just so many caring, giving hearts and really good souls. So if you'd like to be a part of our team, we'd love to have you.
It sounds like a fun place to be. Yeah. I don't know how to play any instruments. Would I still be wanted?
You don't have to. Yeah. No, it's just...
I think I can sing, but I don't think...
But you love music, right?
I do.
Yeah. And you wouldn't work for something like this if you didn't.
That's true.
But yeah, you don't have to necessarily be a rock star or a gigging musician. Your love for music and children, that's really what we're looking for. Some compassionate people that want to do good for our community.
Oh yeah, I want to go to the spring gala. I'm so excited for this. How do you get your tickets?
So really all our links are on our social media, but you could go to our website also at girlsrockrochester.org. You could find Girls Rock Rochester on Instagram and Facebook, and that's at just Girls Rock Rochester. And we have links to, you could see all our auction items and also find out more information about the bands that are playing and also obviously where to locate those tickets.
That's so cool. I love it. And you said you do programs all year round.
We do. Yeah. So we have monthly programs. We do a monthly rhythm and drum and for like a rhythm and drum course. And a lot of it is all catered towards, you don't have to be a musician again. Like it's like some of the best moments we have are between the parents and the children, right, where they bring their kid to like a rhythm and drum workshop. And we just give them a simple beat that everybody could follow. And we teach them how to improvise. And we give them a round of different instruments that they could pick up that are percussive. And it's super fun, you know, and seeing the a lot of times the parents get more into it than the kids. But at first, they're the shy ones. They're like, oh, no, this is for them, you know. But when the families are working together, that's the best. Yeah. Those are the best moments, you know, and it's just really. Yeah. So we do that. We have some teen nights. We have we've been doing monthly in collaboration with Girls Rock Detroit and Tulips and Gabby, Guitar Gabby. We have collaborated and we have introduced a virtual online seminar workshop.
Oh, wow.
And it's all geared towards songwriting and music business, black women figures, you know, historical figures, mm-hmm, in music. And we have a whole like lineup of programs and workshops for that as well. So for anybody who's still, you know, on the fence about doing things in person, we want to be able to offer them, you know, something virtually also, right, where they can learn and creatively grow.
Now, where is your offices? Do you have like offices or?
So where we run our space is pretty much our office too. It's in Village Gate is so awesome, you know. So we have a pretty big space in there. We have a full stage. We used to run an open mic.
That is cool.
Got a projector. So like we facilitate that space in a number of ways, but that's really our office as well.
What is this rock roulette I'm seeing? Is this
rock roulette takes place in the fall? That's one of our really, really big fundraisers, and we offer that to adult women. So basically our program that we run for Girls Rock and Pride Rock, where we put the kids in bands, they choose their instrument. We do it for women like you, Christy, that you could just be like, you know, I always wanted to play bass guitar and I think it would be awesome to be in a band.
I think I would be good.
So we give the same instruction, you know, and we put each of our women in bands. It could be women or LGBTQ+. You guys form a band and you have a performance at the end of the week, but you write a song or you pick your covers and there's a big concert, and that's our huge fundraiser.
That is awesome.
It's so much fun.
That's a great one. So this is the second time you guys have done this, right? This is the second
Rock Roulette?
Yeah. Or is this the first one?
I believe that was the second one, the one we did this fall.
Okay.
We'll have another one this fall. The last one was at Love and Cup. But yeah, that's definitely a big fundraiser for us as well.
Oh, well, I think I might know some people that want to join a band.
I dig it.
So cool. This is such a great program. I'm so excited to have you here today. And what's really cool is you've seen, probably it's like the camps, like some of those rock camp movies, right?
Oh yeah.
So you're kind of like wondering, how does all this work? But you've explained it to us. We get it now. And if you want to help out, you really need to go to the gala. That's one of your fundraisers.
Please, June 3rd.
Yes, June 3rd. Or you could also check on their website, mm-hmm, too.
Or our Instagram.
Or your Instagram. Yeah. Is there anything we missed?
I don't believe so. Please apply applications. If you know any children that could benefit from our program, we want them. We offer financial aid, and please don't be shy to apply for it. We want to get instruments in the hands of as many children who want that accessibility. So please apply online at girlsrockrochester.org.
You have a shop on your website too, right?
Do we?
Yeah, you do. You can buy some shirts.
We do have lots of merchandise. I know we cart that around to our events, but yes, we probably do have a shop on there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool too. Yeah. And then also on your website, it tells you like everything that's happening. So that's good too. GirlsRockRochester.org. Our guest today has been Amanda Ashley Rodriguez. You're the program director of Girls Rock. Is that what we call it? Program director?
Yeah.
Or the woman that does everything and talks to all of us media people. I think that too. You're awesome. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with your event. And I might see you. And I would like to try the drums, I think.
Oh, do it. Yay. I can't wait.
Amanda Ashley Rodriguez, Girls Rock. Check it all out. GirlsRockRochester.org.